What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 368, and our podcast, if I can talk, is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing.
That's not going to get them there, man.
It's a forward slash. It's a backslash. I always get it wrong. You always get in my head.
But to be fair, you did fix my slash in my name in my
yes in your
Twitch name. I had it wrong. Yeah. I typed it in wrong last week because we had been on Home Gadget Geeks.
Yes,
and then I had changed my name to just Ryan for that show. And then came back here and fixed it and put the wrong slash like a dummy. So
well, you know, it's
every now and then. Gotta
see. Here's the thing we have. I always think it's a backslash because it's going backwards. But then Ryan's like, no, it's facing forward. So
it's leaning forward in the flow of text. So
At least it's not as bad as some people who do the smiley face backwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a pet peeve of mine. Yeah. But what's going on? I have glasses on, man.
That's the first thing I noticed when I hopped in.
These are blue. I've been sitting in front of a computer for years, you know, and I've never used blue light glasses. And
you tell a difference?
Not so far. Are you supposed to? How long
have you been using them? I don't know.
I put them on today for the first time.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they're... These are from Zenni. They sent these over. They have different ones. These are like Call of Duty branded? I don't know.
Okay. Well, if we were playing Call of Duty, maybe they improve your game.
I don't know. But how much do you believe in like the blue light type of stuff?
I mean, I turn on like nightlight mode or night mode on my phone in the evenings. I don't do it on my PC.
Do you do it at work at all?
No, but I've always been intrigued by like, because I think HyperX had some glasses and still do for a while. Who else had some? That's the one that I always think of.
Yeah,
HyperX, and actually looked pretty good, right? I think those look pretty good on you as well. They're not like
super
crazy looking.
Zenni makes like normal frames and prescription glasses, I believe.
Gotcha.
And they're like, obviously with PC gaming being pretty popular, I'm pretty sure that's why they have that. But I don't know how they look. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of these frames anything. But I feel like I look, I don't know.
They're not terrible.
How different do I look with glasses?
It's different. I've seen you with sunglasses on before, but never like this. So it doesn't look so odd. Like I would believe that you maybe just wear glasses sometimes, right?
Okay.
They don't look anything crazy.
Yeah. So
blue light sales in Sora.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave these on for the rest of the podcast. And I'm going to use them for a couple of weeks and see if they make a difference. See if so a lot of people talk about like, being like their eyes feeling like fatigue and stuff throughout like their work day. I never really feel that, maybe just because I've sat in front of a computer for years on end. So we'll see. In the live chat we have Corey. Good to see you here, Corey. Hopefully you're enjoying the summer weather in Pittsburgh. We have Taltoshin here saying I look like a big nerd. I don't think I look like that big of a nerd.
No, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, like a little bit, not a big nerd, just a little
bit. Yeah, sure.
But yeah, we have people in live chat. If you are in the live chat, definitely say what's up. Before we get into all everything that we're going to be talking about this week, I do have to say, I literally ripped apart my computer this past week. I sent you.
I know why. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of my fans in my PC was making noises, and then sometimes it would stop completely, and I'm like, my fans, one of these fans is already going bad. And you know, like the Lee and Lee fans, they clip together, right?
Right. Yep.
But if you want to remove them, you basically have to, especially with the setup that I have with the 360 rad, like I had to take the entire radiator out. And obviously while I was doing that, I was like, I'm going to clean out the inside of this computer and stuff like that.
Sure.
So that was one thing that I had to do, completely just redo everything. It took, like, I just wanted to pull a fan out and put a new one in, and I had to do that.
It's never that easy.
But also, about 3 days before that, I have a card reader that like sits on at the end of my desk here. It's like under the desk. I have it mounted, and that card reader was fine, no issues, right? And my SD cards that I use are like their top speed is like 90 megabytes a second. So when I would pull a video off the on my computer, it would always be 90 megabytes a second. All of a sudden, this thing started acting like USB 2.0 speed. So I was like max like 24, 25 megabytes a second. And like if you're pulling 4K files, it's a big difference as far as
that's gonna take you a while.
Yeah. So I was like, what the heck? So I was trying to figure that out. I literally unplugged every other USB device from my computer and it still was doing it. So then I updated my BIOS. Still nothing. I completely uninstalled all of the USB devices like within Windows. Still nothing. Ran Windows Update. Still nothing. Haven't figured it out yet. I don't know.
Just try replace it or using a different SD card reader?
Well, yeah. So here's the issue is that it's not the port at all. But
you have another reader?
Yeah, no, I tested this. It's not the ports. But like, why does that reader all of a sudden just going slow? Because typically if like an SD card reader breaks, it breaks. Like it doesn't.
That's just not working.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that was my.
Have you plugged that into like your laptop and see what happens to it?
Not
like,
yet.
Plug the USB from the card reader?
No, because I have it like mounted here. It's like, I don't want to rip it off. Like the bottom of the desk. But yeah, that's my week of troubleshooting and fixing things. So hopefully the rest of the week gets
sounds
better.
Like fun.
Yeah, the rest of the week is better. We have some cool stuff to talk about. Obviously, if you guys do want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page here that's going to have everything that we're going to be talking about. So we'll start off with reviews, and I took a look at a really cool keyboard from ASIO. We kind of previewed it last week, and I definitely want to show it to you guys. Ryan, you'd love this keyboard because it's super heavy. Let me bring myself up big here so you guys can see. But here's the keyboard. It is heavy. It weighs 3.
It looks like a fingerprint magnet.
Yeah. So you can see the fingerprints. Yeah. But it's super heavy. 3.5 pounds. I mean, this thing is if you ever needed to survive zombies, this is the keyboard that you would want because it's super heavy. But it has this oversized control knob too, which is really cool. Wired, wireless, you can do all that. And I'm going to try to do this so you can see, Ryan. So, Ryan, you reviewed that Cooler Master keyboard.
Wireless one or the wired?
Either one. They had
The wireless, the CK721, and the wired is 720.
Yeah, so you had that keyboard that had the removable top plate, but you said it was really hard to get that top plate off.
Yes, so, pain in the ass.
All you do to remove this top plate is you take the control knob off and you simply just go like that.
Yeah, that's way easier than...
Super, super simple. That was one of the things with this keyboard. But in any case, we'll get into the keyboard. So this was a Kickstarter project actually from ASIO. And it's I really like how these is a fully built out keyboard, obviously, but I really like how a lot of these keyboards, and we've seen it over the past couple of years, like they seem like they're a custom keyboard, right? They don't seem like it's something off the shelf. Like that's how this keyboard really is. So like I said, wired and wireless. The wireless is Bluetooth, no 2.4 gigahertz here. As you saw, this is a keyboard magnet. We have the Abyss version, which has this top plate's aluminum, and it's heavy. Like I said, it's a heavy aluminum top plate. The rest of the chassis is a plastic, but it's heavy plastic. I didn't feel like there was an issue with it at all. And the control knob is actually made of aluminum as well. So really high quality materials here, and it looks awesome. So with that, we have the black glossy finish, black keycaps. These keycaps are ABS. It's one of the only things I didn't like about this keyboard is we have ABS, not PPT keycaps here. And like I said, you can see the control knob. It is a nice big old control knob, which is really cool. You can see that there. Under the hood, we have Gateron G Pro switches. We have the Browns, which I think you're a fan of, Ryan, of Brown switches. Yeah. So we have those, but you could choose brown, blue, red, and there's one other one. I forgot the last one, but you could choose between all of those. This is 75% layout, which I didn't mention. If you're not familiar with 75% layout, it is probably my favorite layout because you still get your full function row. You still get your arrow keys, but it's not separated like a TKL is. So, you know, you have everything's kind of just smushed together. These look perfect on your desk, which I absolutely love too, because they're not that big. The only thing you don't get, of course, is that number pad. So, yeah. So, like I said, really well made. No height adjustment on this. So this is kind of the angle that you're going to go at. I used this for a couple weeks. No real issues with the angle. I didn't feel like it was too flat or anything like that. Old man in the chat said, is it wireless? Yes, Bluetooth wireless. You can connect up to three different devices using Bluetooth. You know, the bottom here, glossy again, rubber feet, and then you have power button here to turn it on and everything like that. Type-C connectivity on the top here. You use that to power it as well as to charge it if you're going to use it in wireless mode. And then you can see how everything comes off really easily. And this top plate is only held in, it's on, like, these are all magnets right here. And because the top plate is that heavy, just goes right on there. I mean, it works really, really well. And the cool thing about this is that there are different top plates that you can buy. There's different knobs that you can buy as well through ASIO. They did it all through their Kickstarter. And setting this thing up is extremely easy. We have a typing test here. It has RGB lighting. No software with this, though. So no macros or anything like that unless you get third-party software. No RGB control as far as like per-key RGB lighting. There are a bunch of different modes that you can cycle through RGB. I think it looks pretty good overall. You know,
so it'd be cool if there was some lighting around the knob, you know?
Yeah, that would be cool. As you can see, there's no lighting just around kind of the knob.
A blank spot there.
Yeah. But overall, I really like this keyboard. Like I said, it sounds good. It's like a tank. Like I'm pretty sure it's the heaviest keyboard that I've ever reviewed. I mean, it is a big, big, heavy keyboard. Now, if you're not a fan of the black, they have some really interesting, they have some really interesting materials and color choices that you can go with here. So I'm sure you like this one. And the cool thing about the gray one is the top plate is made of concrete.
That's so...
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were telling me about that, I was like, what?
Yeah. So you can see there's like wooden knobs. You know, that this one, like I said, is made of concrete. You can pick different, they have extra knobs that you can get, extra top plates. Like you can see all this stuff right here that you can kind of swap out and choose, things like that. They do offer PBT keycap sets, but it's an add-on. You know, and faceplate, you can get faceplate add-ons. This one's made of Damascus, which is really cool.
And expensive.
Yeah, of course. You know, you can get an all-aluminum casing if you wanted to. There's a lot of this stuff. Here's the PBT keycap add-ons if you wanted to go that route as well. You know, artisan key. Like, they have it all for this keyboard, which is really cool. But overall, my experience with this keyboard is that it is very comfortable. It feels good. Like I said, it's built like a tank. It sounds good. The typing experience is really good. The only things I really didn't like about it is I feel like for gamers, they were a bit left out on this one, right? No 2.4 gigahertz wireless. So if you wanted to use this wirelessly, I really don't think you want to, even today, like you don't want to rely on Bluetooth. Just in, for some reason, you might miss a keystroke. Bluetooth has connectivity issues. It's not as solid as like 2.4 gigahertz. So it would have been nice to have 2.4 gigahertz. And then there is no software. So again, you have to rely on third-party software for macros and things. So that was a little bit disappointing. But I mean, I use this to game. It is very comfortable and no real issues as far as using the keyboard itself. No height adjustment. Some people might not be okay with that. I felt the height was fine to me, but some people might want to adjust that as well. The Kickstarter just ended. It was $140. It will be $199 when it comes to retail. So yeah, I think it's a really interesting keyboard. I really like the idea that they're using like these premium materials, right? This like really, really thick aluminum faceplate that they have on there. That's like, and again, this keyboard's like really, really heavy. And then using things like concrete and the wood. And like I said, being able to kind of customize it how you like, and then obviously it's built for you and everything like that. Because again, not everybody wants to build their own keyboard, right? And this has all of those things that you kind of want in a custom keyboard. So it's definitely one of the, besides that, the low free, the low profile keyboard, I really like that keyboard, because for a low profile keyboard, it felt amazing. This is one of my favorite keyboards that I've reviewed so far in 2023. That's
cool.
Check out the review. Like I said, I really, really enjoyed it. I should have requested the concrete though. Just to see what that was about.
I'd be curious. They must like put some sort of a sealant on it or something. I'd be afraid of it either, number one, like soaking up, like, you know, you got a drink or something and it's
a
tiny spill and it stains it. And then like, you know, how brittle is that material? You know, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see that. But check it out. We have links to the Kickstarter and everything, even though Kickstarter's over, for you to check it out. And then, like I said, I'm sure they'll be selling them later. Not as much customization. They'll probably have like the three set ones that you can buy. So yeah, really, really cool stuff. I really did enjoy reviewing that one. Also, this week I posted a video on the RTX 4060 Ti. If you want to check that out over on YouTube, it is linked in the description. If you wanted to check it out, it's a horrible place to pause this. Like, put it on the actual graphics card or something. But just talking about the RTX 4060 Ti, is it like my question in the video is it really that bad? And we've talked about this. We talked about this last week, so I'm not going to go into it. But if you did want to check out the video, it is on our YouTube, and go check it out if that's something that you might be into.
Cool.
And we'll move on to Case Mod Friday. Of course, is where we feature a case modder build. And this week we have the new Thermaltake CTE750, which we got to see at CES back in January. And this is done by Bro Cooling. Just a sleek, like, they put the they put the motherboard in with this type of orientation where it goes towards the top. They have just a really, I like the coolant color.
Frosted tubes, which you love.
Yeah, frosted tubes, which I love. Which
actually, are they? Or was it just that angle?
It might just be that angle.
Because the top ones look
these glossy. Look frosted. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they do the little combination.
Yeah, it might just be the angle. But they also have like and again, there was no pictures of it turned on for some reason. But like they have like an LCD here that goes over the memory, which I think is really cool. And like I said, everything goes together like just really well with this. We do have a link to their video, which maybe if I pull up the video,
I'd be interested to see.
I don't know why I didn't put the video in here. Let's go to their page. If you don't subscribe to Bro Cooling, they have some really cool build videos. So that's what it looks like turned on.
Yeah.
And you can see the screen and all that you can kind of do. Of course, Thermaltake water cooling. Their own Bro Cooling makes those custom radiators that you see there. I think overall it looks really good.
Were glossy there.
They were glossy. The tubing there. But yeah, it's just a good build inside of here. Good to see people kind of build this out. You know what I mean? But yeah, they have, like I said, if you haven't seen their build videos, they have really cool build videos. Like you can see again, them, you know, doing all that. Is that that hard, Ryan?
They're making it look real easy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Cause you did this, you did all of these things.
Yeah.
So, but that's them putting it all together.
It's definitely work.
Yeah. Too much work for me, I feel. We always talk about this, like, oh, Bob, when are you going to do this water cooling build? I eventually will do one, I think.
You need to do a video with, like, Stuart or something, like, teaching.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go up there. He only lives, like, 45 minutes from me, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I need to go up there and get Stuart to build me a nice water-cooled system here. So
yeah.
But yeah, check it out. Like I said, we have a bunch of pictures and of course our whole Case Mod Friday section where you can check out all the builds that we featured for the past, how many years do you think that we've been doing Case Mod Friday? Yeah, long time. Yeah, a very long time. So go ahead and check all of that out. We'll move on to news this week. And the first thing is, of course, the RTX 4060, the non-TI version, is going to come out at the end of the month, the 29th. We already confirmed that. NVIDIA confirmed that. But the first benchmarks have already dropped. They dropped last night or whenever this was. And it was just Geekbench running both the OpenCL test as well as the Vulkan test. And it looks like, and again, this is not great, as we've seen with the 60 series and as I talked about with the 4060 Ti. In the Vulkan test, it's only 12% faster than the RTX 3060. And then in the OpenCL test, it's about 20% better than the 3060. And if you look at the 3060 Ti, the 3060 Ti is about 3 to 5% better in the tests.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
That stinks.
And again, this is like the first test. We haven't seen really any game test. But, and that's the thing is, you know, we have this 4060 coming out here, and we've been talking about this for, it seems like, for weeks now. What's yeah. going to be that card in the 40 series that everybody wants that gives you that great price to performance ratio? And this card's going to be $300, so $299 from all accounts. What?
There may just not be that card, right? Like that. Is the standout of that, like everybody's like, okay, yes, this is a great card. If you're looking for something, this gen,
I mean,
this is the one you want, right?
If the RTX 4060 Ti was, again, by all accounts, by all NVIDIA's marketing, the 1080p card, right? At $400, this sits as the esports card, right? So it's going to be great for esports titles, things like that, but you're not going to be able to push it too much. At $300, does that sit okay with you? Does that seem like it's too much? Are you,
as long as it's marketed like that, I don't see an issue. But I think we always make that, you know, association, right? You're probably not going to see NVIDIA making as much of an association with that, but they will, you know, in their marketing material, they're going to show you the graphs like they always do, and the titles that they choose to show and resolutions and settings will kind of show you that, yeah, it's probably that esports type card.
Yeah. And again, $300. But like, yeah, I mean, you can see like in Vulkan, it does 99,000, whereas the RTX 3060 Ti does 104. Even the Arc A770 does a little bit better, like 1% better. And then in OpenCL, the RTX 3060 Ti does 112. The RTX 4060 does 105. The A770 does 107. Still beating it. You know what I mean? I don't feel like $300 is horrible, right?
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it just feels like...
I think we just have to start accepting these new price points, you know? Like, they're not going to go down.
I do think if you're somebody who plays maybe like three or four games as your constant, right? Mm-hmm. And you can use things like DLSS 3 to really boost your FPS. I think that makes it the good buy, right? But if you're playing 30, 40 different games, half of them don't support it, like there's not as much value there, I'd say.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, we'll have a review of this card when it comes out, and we'll be able to talk about all that. But as of right now, based on this, it doesn't look great. And I think you're going to see the same type of, I wouldn't call it outrage. I think it's just more disappointment from a lot of people. Yeah. You know, there's just so many people that are like, especially like, I mean, it used to be the 70 series, which was like a lot of people bought. But even, you know, like, okay, this generation, obviously we're priced out of the 70 series. So maybe the 60 series is what I'm going to get this time around. Right. Cause I've always bought within that, range when it comes to NVIDIA cards. And now they're like, man, I don't see the value for me. It's, no. You know, so, well, like I said, we'll see. We'll keep you guys updated. I'm pretty sure, over the next week and a half, there'll probably be more leaks and we'll tell you guys about those. So definitely check the site, because we will, as soon as more leaks drop, I'm sure we'll pick them up and tell you guys about them. So just kind of disappointed. But also talking about graphics cards, Gigabytes did introduce their Water Force cards, but on a 4070 Ti, which is definitely nice to see. I do think the 4070 Ti is a very capable card. So to see it get the Water Force treatment, is really nice. If you're not familiar with what Water Force is, that's where Gigabyte makes like an AIO card. So it comes with the water block pre-attached with all the tubing out to a radiator. So basically like an AIO graphics card. So these look nice, I would say.
Yeah, I like the look of these.
You know, 240.
And they make good sense for, you know, for the people that don't want to go full in on a custom loop. But, yeah. You know, it looks like they're saying, it looks like it was borrowed from their RTX 30 series.
Yeah. But yeah, I like these. It's good to see. Again, I wouldn't necessarily call the 4070 Ti like a lower tier card per se. Right. But yeah, it's good to see that get kind of like the high end treatment that you'd see on the 4080 and 4090. So good to see those. For, I believe they went on sale this week too, these ones. So. If you want to pick this up, 4070, definitely a very capable graphics card there. Also in the graphics card space, the a GeForce RTX 4090 broke the world record for frequency, 3.93 gigahertz, which is crazy.
It's up there, man.
For a graphics card, yeah. And you can see the leaderboard here, of course, all 4090s using LN2 here.
But what was the card they used?
I think it's it looks like the Hall of Fame from Galax. That's what it looks like. Yeah, because they have the faceplate just taken off. But yeah, the Galax RTX 4090. I don't know if it's like the OC Lab. I'm sure it's like one of those. You know, like the OC Lab edition or whatever.
Cherry picked cards.
Yeah. The iGame RTX 4090 Lab edition. Colorful. Really, yeah. Oh, colorful.
Yeah.
Colorful iGame. It looks like the, I guess if it is a white card that's like huge, you just think it's the,
I think it's the HOF.
Yeah, the HOF card. And here's the pot. I don't know if you guys don't know about LN2, here's like what you drop the LN2 into to keep the card nice and cool. So that's really cool to see there as well. Have you been to one of like the OC things that they had at CES or any of that?
I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to a couple. They're pretty cool. Just to see, and again, dumping the liquid nitrogen on
the scene and all the
that's pretty
fog
cool to
roll
see.
Over
yeah pretty cool to see. So pretty cool stuff there. I always like seeing how far we can push our PC components, which is definitely a lot of fun. October 14th gen processors supposedly. Yep. This is a leak that are coming. See, I guess just everything's just going so fast, it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
We're already there for a refresh. Yeah,
but I mean, holiday season, you know, launch in October, you have it for the holiday season. Raptor Lake refresh, 14th gen. Yeah, I mean we kind of know sort of the launch schedules and how all that goes.
Yeah, you can kind of anticipate when you think it's gonna come up, so
yeah,
not too surprising there.
Yeah, so yeah,
14th gen, man, they just keeps going up. It's crazy.
Like they're,
like I remember just like 9th gen feeling new, you know.
Yeah, It is kind of, and again, within this whole like thing, you know, remember for the longest time we were on quad core. It's crazy that that massive expansion is in cores. And then, I mean, even Intel changing the whole architecture happened like, you know, pretty recently, where you have performance cores and all efficiency that kind of stuff. Efficiency cores. Yeah. So, but yeah, 14th gen supposedly happening in October, which again, like I said, makes complete sense. So yeah. Old man in the chat says the performance is so close. If you have a 3060 Ti or 3060, you can easily change settings in game to match the new series. It'd be a small change, or change in game also. Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I talked about it with my 4060 Ti review. It's like, if you have a 30 series, there's really no reason to necessarily upgrade, right? You're not getting all that much, and to buy
unless you factor in things like DLSS 3.0. But you
3.0, yes,
right.
You do have DLSS 2.0 on the 30 series,
absolutely.
Like I said, I think the best upgrade is the 10 series. You would see, because you didn't have any of that. But yeah, this 60 series is just a letdown, I feel. And then Taltosh in the chat, he said Sony has said that if the Activision deal with Microsoft goes through, they won't provide Activision with PS6 specs for future game development. Yeah, I heard that I just saw it on Twitter that deal's being held up by regulators, from what I've heard, but don't know if that's true or not.
That's a bold move, though. Like, saying you don't want your games on a platform.
Well, that's why Microsoft has been buying these
studios
and properties.
Sure, so, exclusives.
Because with consoles, that was the biggest thing, right? Yeah. The exclusives,
God of Wars and Halos.
God of War. I mean, Halo, obviously the big one. You know, but that's the reason why you bought the console for the most part, was the exclusive games. So also talking about Intel, you know, we were talking like this is going to be the Core i9-14900K. Yeah. It looks like Intel is changing their branding once again. From Core I to Core Ultra. So in at least the way that I'm reading this segmentation is you'll have Intel Core, Intel Core 3, Intel Core 5, Intel Core 9. Remember, no I. So no, not like a Core i3.
That's a 7, Bob.
What?
You said 9.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. 7. But yeah, so no.
Okay.
No I. So it's just going to be called Intel Core. Much like the Ryzen 3, the Ryzen 5, you know, the Ryzen 7. And then the higher end parts will get the Ultra branding. So I assume this would be like the K versions would be called Ultra?
Maybe.
You know, so instead of a Core i9-10900K, you'd have a Core Ultra 9 1400, I guess.
Preferred.
Yeah.
Core 5, and then
Intel Core 5 processor, whatever. I assume the Ultras have to be for like the K, like the high end K.
Right, versions. They're gonna replace that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just make it more confusing. You have something that like. You know, you had
everybody's just used to.
Yeah. Like you had the numbering and then you had the K, which was, of course, the high end SKU. And then they added the KS, you know, and then there was the KF now with no integrated. But yeah, I guess this will be the new Core Ultra.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I do like that if you're especially a new builder, you're like, I want the gaming processor, right? So I know I'm going to get the Ultra. Because again, for a new builder, you see on the side, it says Core i7. Well, that could be the non-K. That could be the K. Like, you don't know which one you're buying. So I do like the distinction, I'd say. Doesn't mean that... I don't know what Intel's doing.
They've got to have a reason for it, but it doesn't feel like it makes sense to your consumers, who are the ones that are, I feel like, ultimately affected by it the most.
Yeah.
When trying to make, you know, decisions on buying options.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting story there. Moving over to Ryzen stuff, there were some awesome sales on Ryzen processors. So both Ryzen 7 and 9 processors heavily discounted. So that 5800X3D that you purchased went on, these are all on Amazon, and we have all the links here, went from $449 to $305.
That's a great deal.
The Ryzen 7 7700X went from $449 to $289. Again, good deal. The Ryzen 9 7900 went from $429 to $379. The Ryzen 9 7900X3D went from $599 to $520. And the Ryzen 9 7950X went from $571 to $529. So definitely some good prices. I really like those two top ones, the 5800X3D and the 7700X, for those prices are really good prices. Interesting that all of these went on sale. It doesn't appear to be that this was an AMD across all retailers discount.
Just on Amazon?
Yeah, so I don't know what that is about. We also have Prime Day coming up as well.
Yeah, I've been seeing advertisements for that. I need to keep an eye out for some stuff.
Are you are you looking to get anything on Prime Day?
Yeah, I want to talk about this though. Like, these discounts, you know, for especially these 7000 series, when you have to move over to the AM5 platform, like that 7700 is like makes that more expensive motherboard feel less expensive now, because you're getting such a good deal on that CPU that building that complete system or migrating over to that seems so much better in my opinion now. So I really like that. But as far as Prime Day goes, I've been looking to get like a larger single M.2 drive to get rid of these other 2.5-inch drives in my box. But I don't know. We'll see what that goes. I'd like to get like a 4 terabyte drive in there.
Those might not be on sale.
Just I know.
Two new
at least fourth gen won't be. Third gen, that you can find some pretty nice prices on third gen, but I don't want that speed hit, right? Gotcha. There's no reason for me to go backwards in performance for that. That and graphics card. So kind of
30 series, 40 series.
40 series, yeah.
Which one? What are you?
I don't know.
I would say for you, like the 4070 Ti would be like that's
probably where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a good buy for you. Tech stuff, I'm not really looking for anything. I would like to get a new vacuum cleaner. Like, I have the robot vacuum, and like you have one. Like, I'm sure you know that like it does a good job, but like sometimes you need to get stuff kind of
right. It's fine for like just kind of keeping up with the maintenance and making things look pretty good, but if you really need to vacuum, you probably need one.
Yeah, so I was looking at getting a new vacuum.
Do you think you could get away with a battery one, like for you, so you don't have to have a cord?
Probably, yeah. That's probably like the big thing. I don't need a TV or anything like that. That's usually like when you buy, like usually Prime Day is like when I buy that, and Black Friday is like when you buy the big items, but I don't think I necessarily need anything else. I really wish, I know I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but like, I really wish I was, DJI, what's their handheld camera with the gimbal built in? It's like not the
Osmo.
Yes. The Osmo Pocket. If they come out with an Osmo Pocket 3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Osmo Pocket 2 has been out for like 3 years or something. And everybody's been saying they're coming out with a new one. So But it wouldn't be on sale because it's not out yet. You know what I mean? So I probably wouldn't buy that anyways. But yeah, you guys in the chat, like a Tall Tosh and Old Man, are you guys going to buy anything? Old Man says he has at least 5 to 6 256 gig SSDs that need to retire. Yeah, he said, I don't really use them anymore. And could replace all of them with a 2 terabyte M.2. Yeah, you'll see a lot
cheap too.
Yeah, like you'll see a lot of Gen 4 1 and 2 terabytes probably go on sale, and you'll see a lot of Gen 3s go on sale as well. We'll have a list like we always do every year of the Prime Day deals, and I'm sure there'll be some good ones. One of the companies who's really good at deals for like Prime Day and Black Friday is SK Hynix, and they make some of the best M.2 drives. Also, Sabrent does a really good job, at least the past couple of years that I remember. They have some really good deals on their M.2 drives too when it comes to these like Amazon related sales. So we'll keep you guys updated on those. That's what, July 11th and 12th, I believe, is Prime Day.
I was just looking.
Or it's like 15th or 16th.
July 11th and 12th.
Yeah, 11th and 12th. So we'll keep you guys updated on that, and hopefully we see some good tech deals. What do you think would be like the best tech deal on probably storage? And like, I mean, we're seeing these awesome processor deals now, but I think we'll see
maybe some memory.
Yeah, memory prices have been
pretty cheap right now anyway, yeah. So maybe we'll see some more discounts, mostly related to like DDR4.
Yeah.
You know, monitors sometimes go.
Yeah, sometimes
TVs, you'll see, a lot of times, obviously. Yeah,
TVs are big ones.
Storage is like the big one. It seems like you could look at storage all day long on Prime Day, you know, that's been discounted. You know, big hard drives from, you know, Seagate and Western Digital, things like that.
Taltosh says, I don't think there's anything on his radar. My rig is solid. There's nothing pressing that I need. He said maybe a third 3D printer. And he said he wants some deep case sales. Cases don't typically go on like massive sales unless they're like trying to clear them out. You don't typically see crazy case sales, especially from like the big name companies. It's not something. They're like motherboards. Motherboards rarely go on sale unless they're trying to get rid of them. But hopefully maybe we'll see some. Maybe we'll see some nice cases. O11 dynamic half off. That'd be kind of nice for some people, but
it definitely won't happen.
But like I said, we'll keep you guys updated on that. Rocket came out with new keyboards. The one that we want to talk about are their Vulcan 2 Mini Air. So this is their first wireless gaming keyboards. So 2.4 gigahertz wireless. These are just awesome keyboards. I love the way they look. So they're, as you can see here, if you're not familiar with the Rocket's Vulcan series, they use full-size mechanical key switches, but low-profile keycaps. And it's an interesting experience. Brian has reviewed one. I've reviewed one. I do like the typing experience on it. It's pretty good. And again, with the low profile keycap, you do see more of the lighting, and it just gives a different effect, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I really enjoy the lighting on them is just nuts. I think it looks great.
Yeah. These look really, really good. But yeah, so this is the new Vulcan 2. They have their newer gen switches in here, 80 million click switches, white and black, as you can see. They look really, really good. But the big thing is the wireless, right? I think that even though I have some cables here with my keyboard, it just, you know, I'm just like looking down at my setup here, like going wireless is just the way to go. And you can, like I said, as long as they kind of get, they don't work with like a crappy 2.4 gigahertz like radio in the keyboard, because sometimes companies they just don't get it right. You know, as long as you don't have issues with the wireless, which typically doesn't happen with 2.4 gigahertz, you'll be good. And again, these are, you know, this is a 75% layout, which just looks great on these as well. So yeah, man, I might
excited for that. I can tell.
I like that. I mean, look how cool these look. It's just, I think, wonder who at Rocket was like, hey, everybody. Then again, these keyboards have been out for a long time, like this design. If who at Rocket was like, hey, everybody's coming out with these mechanical keyboards, let's put low profile keycaps on a full size switch. Like, who thought
of that? Because I feel like low profile mechanical switches weren't even out when these came out, right?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't see them for like at least a year after this. So they're kind of like, yeah, this is pretty innovative look, in my opinion.
And again, these aren't like standard low profile keycaps either. If you look, the stem is extended. That's like not what you would see on a normal low profile keycap either.
Right.
It's just a smart move by them, I think. And it's worked out really well. And like I said, these keyboards are comfortable. I do like them, but the way they look sitting on your desk is just super, super sexy. So yeah, check that out if you're interested. They also announced their newer Vulcan 2, like their full-size keyboard as well. That one's not wireless. But yeah, they announced that this week as well. And new Steam update. Do you open Steam often? I know you haven't.
I noticed it tonight when I closed it before the stream. And I was like, hey, this looks different. And I remembered I had seen a article title about it and was like, oh, I'll have to check that out later.
But yeah, I haven't in a while. Every time you like open Steam back up, it's like updating. And you're like, nothing's changed.
Yeah. It's looked the same forever.
But yeah, the Steam update has added a bunch of new things. We talk about snappier animations and stuff on Steam Deck and things like that. But overall, I think it looks a lot better. I think
more modern, I think.
Yeah, more modern look to it. We go over some of the updates. Taltosh says in the chat that he really likes the new Steam updates. I think it's again, it's one of those things where you're like, they actually changed something. Mm-hmm. When are you gonna finally move Apex over to Steam? No, just not going to do it. I'm good. I moved. So we play Apex Legends. We'll be playing after the podcast here. And I moved Apex over to Steam. And the reason why I did is because the EA app would never log in for about three months.
That's so weird.
I could launch Apex, but like the EA app itself wouldn't open. So I had to launch Apex from like its own executable. Made no sense. I tried a bunch of things and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to move everything over to Steam. Haven't had an issue since. Haven't had an update issue or any other issues that Ryan always has with Apex.
Oh, whatever.
He has always has issues. I always like if you have a game that initially came out somewhere else, but then it's offered on Steam, I would move it over to Steam. It just makes things easier, you know? So, new Steam update. We have a video if you want to check out all the different updates, but just open your Steam app. I'm sure you have Steam. And you can see it looks better overall, in my opinion. So that is it for the news. A little short news week, I feel. I feel like we are in that sort of summer lull of, you know, you had Computex,
yep, exactly,
with all the announcements, but most of those products don't come out yet till the holiday season. So we're in that lull.
I keep refreshing and searching for, there's a case that Silverstone showed off and I'm like every day, like looking, when are they going to publish it? When are they going to publish it? Cause I want to look at it, some different views, right. And get some specifications on it. And I'm just like hitting refresh all the time, hoping that thing will pop up. So I know I've got to wait for it.
Yeah. I think, and again, summertime's not like big for PC hardware sales and things. Cause people, at least some people like to leave the house and go do summer things. But we'll keep you guys updated. We have some really cool reviews coming out, some interesting products, and of course some launches. Like I said, we will have an RTX 4060 review next. What is that? Next Friday? Is it 29th? Yeah. Or no, it's next Thursday. Man, next Thursday. But yeah, we'll have a review for the 4060 coming out there as well. I don't know if Old Man or Ryan wanted to get the games for the Epic Game Store, or if there's any other sales going on.
I didn't pull it up, but I did want to mention Epic Game Store. I installed a while ago, Death Stranding was
free, I remember,
on there. And so I installed it this weekend and played a little bit on Father's Day. And man, like, that game is... I've only spent like time controlling it probably like 10 minutes, but I've probably spent 30 minutes in the game, just like cutscenes, and you know, I'm not skipping through dialogue or anything like that. I'm like trying to enjoy it because I haven't played a game like that in forever. So
yeah,
it looks pretty good. I've had fun so far. The story's intriguing, so I'm kind of excited to continue that. Who knows when I'll get a chance to play that some more, but yeah, no, it's kind of cool.
Nice. Old man, got the games, and we talked about Guacamelee and Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition are free till tomorrow. So if you are listening to this podcast live, those are free on the Epic Game Store. And then after tomorrow, Idol Champions of the Forgotten Realms and the Hunter Call of the Wild is free on Epic. So always good games to pick up. And just like, you never know if you're going to like a game and you just like you did, like add it to your library. Maybe like, maybe I finally get time to play this. Do you think Epic's ever going to end this free game thing? Because again, they started it to get people to move away from Steam and other things.
It's been going for quite a while. I mean, yeah. I've added up quite a few games to that library.
I'm not going to open my Epic games now, but yeah, I have a ton of games that are just from adding, you know, adding them on there. So, Old man in the chat also said he bought a 31.5 inch Nitro VXO gaming monitor. It's IPS, has a 170 hertz overclock. It was on sale from Acer for $206.99. Nice. 31.5. What's the resolution on that? IPS is good though, especially for the higher refresh.
High refresh rate, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I did see Across the Spider-Verse this weekend. That was really good. Enjoyed it.
That's the Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Is that like, that's live action?
No, it's animated.
Oh, it's animated. Okay.
Have you seen the first one?
No.
No, it's good. Second one's good.
I'm trying to think the last time I watched any type of like,
superhero movie,
even like Marvel. I haven't watched any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. I was really into it.
1440.
Oh, 1440 monitor. Nice. I was really into Iron Man. That was good. I watched Wolverine. That was good. I watched, what's the other
one? Watch any Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I watched the first one. That was good.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched
Avengers.
I watched Captain America. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot more. There's a lot of Thor movies.
Never watched Thor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I there's a lot that I haven't watched also.
The thing is like, too, it's like you have to go all the way back and see, okay, I need to watch this one first because they put out so many in the past like five, seven years. I mean, a lot of movies. And again, I just don't watch a whole lot of movies these days.
Talcho says, if nothing else, watch Spider-Verse movies. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give those a shot and see what they're about. So did you do anything tech-related this past?
I bought some batteries for an old digital camera.
Yeah.
So I can let my kids use it. I kind of forgot I had it. It was it's a Fujifilm, like XP50, I think. And it's the second one I've had. I had one of the previous generations, but I bought the first one in 2010, I think. Okay. And I bought another one in 2012, the second version, but it was like their rugged underwater camera.
I bought them
because I was going on like vacation to Jamaica. And I wanted to have a camera that wasn't just an action camera, right? Like a GoPro. I wanted to take actual pictures, but then it was able to take it in the water with me and not get ruined at the same time. So
it's like before GoPro was like a big thing.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, they were still out and available, but yeah, just not the. Yeah, I don't know, because it shoots full. It shoots 1080 at 30 FPS.
Nice. So
for my kids, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
to just mess around. And
I remember the first time, and I think we got it to review, and this was like, I mean, I might have 2002 or something that I reviewed my first waterproof digital camera, and I thought it was the coolest thing. I was like, you mean that I can put this in water and it's not going to break. And I got so scared when I put it in the water, but it was fine. But yeah, old man in the chat says, he said, talking about the monitor that he just bought, the 31.5 inch. He said, I know a lot of PC gamers prefer 27 at 1440p, but I like the larger 32 inch screen. IPS looks great. And he said it just arrived today. Nice. Hopefully you've gotten it out and got it all set up. And then Taltosh says, I can't work on anything less than 32. Yeah, we've talked about this a bunch, but I don't think I could go back to something smaller than a 49.
Like my 4K screen up top is only 28 inches. Then I have my 27 inch in front of me and then a 24 to the side.
See, your problem is that you just buy multiple monitors.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't imagine myself going larger than 49. I mean, I would love to, right? But just based on like the size of my desk, I just don't see it as, and again, I do like, I don't have to move my head that far, but if you go larger, I'm going to be going like, wait a minute.
Like the thing, the chair swivels.
Yeah. So, but yeah, as far as what I did this past week, like I said, I talked about trying to fix my computer, replacing the fan, did all that.
You did replace that fan, right?
I did replace the fan. Yeah. Luckily, well, when I built this system, I had bought three packs of fans.
Oh, so you had a spare.
Yeah, I had one spare because I have three fans in the bottom, three fans on the top, and two in the mid plate section. So luckily I had one extra. I spent $300 on fans. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
It gets expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're buying fans. Yeah, I bought them for Micro Center actually. So
okay.
Yeah, Micro Center had them for 99 and they were 129 on Amazon. So I bought them at Micro Center.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I did all that, tried to fix my USB issue, couldn't fix it. And as far as what we have coming up next week, I will be taking a look at the Height Y40, which is their follow-up to the Y60. This has been out for a bit. This is their more square case, not the the angled one, the Y60. So $149. I have this exact one, the white one here. I'll be taking a look at that. And then I'll also be taking a look at something was really cool. If you are moving a lot of files and things like that, is the Kingston Workflow Station.
So cool.
Yeah. So it's like a little hub here. And down in these like little holes is like a USB type C connection. This is USB 3.2. And then it comes with these little, I don't know what you would call these. Like, I guess just readers.
They're like hubs within hubs almost.
Yeah, it's like a hub within a hub. And the cool thing about these is, like, as you can see, this hub is pretty big. And like, if I'm traveling, I don't want to take this hub. But you can take these with you somewhere and they just have a Type-C on the back. So you can connect them just to your laptop or whatever. But, you know, the main reader comes with what is on here? This is just like a Type-A and a Type-C. So it's this one. But then they sent me the micro SD reader and the SD reader, both of which have two slots each. So two SD and two micro SD. So again, if you're offloading a ton of files, you can load this thing up, which is super, super cool. I remember seeing this at CES
and thinking it was very nice, handy option, and you can swap it around. Like if you do a ton of stuff on just full size SD cards, get four of those, throw it in here. Yeah, this is really neat.
Yeah, so I'll be taking a look at that. And like I said, it's fast. It's USB 3.2 on here, so very, very fast. So I will be taking a look at that as well. Laura Taltosh says it's a docking rig for a docking hub. Yeah, it just makes sense. Like I said, especially if you're offloading a lot of stuff. So that is going to be it for the podcast, guys. Hopefully I don't have PC issues this upcoming week, especially considering we'll be testing that 4060 out, which I'm pretty excited to see. Maybe I haven't got it yet, so I haven't been testing it, but maybe. I'm just like always in the back of my mind. I'm like, you know, we talked about that story earlier about only 20%. Maybe. there's something about this one that's just better. Like, I'm just waiting for, like, to be surprised, even though I know it's like one of those things, like, you wish in the back of your mind it would be true, but it's just not, like, you know. And I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is going to be it. This is going to be the card. And it's just not. But again, I can't say because I haven't tested it. But obviously, next Wednesday, I won't be able to tell you about performance. But the following week on the podcast, we'll be able to tell you, because that will be after the 29th. But yeah, so, but if there are any leaks, obviously, we'll tell you about those. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. Of course, it is Wednesday, and that means it's gaming nights. So we're going to be gaming over on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Hopefully I said that right for you, Ryan.
You got it.
Ryan will be running that stream. Hopefully he has some Oreos. I feel like he plays games better.
I tell you what, I had the two bags, right? And this one I'm going to crack open because I finally cleared away the one. And then I got a whole nother one of these for Father's Day. So I've got two family size packs of Oreos lined up.
Now,
so
if you eat them all tonight, we'll do so.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, we're going to go ahead and switch to over there. So if you want to keep on hanging out with us, go ahead again, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers, and we will see everybody next week.